Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Tea Talk with Angel, the belly dancing medium. Each Wednesday at 9 p.m., I present messages of inspiration and motivation and discuss topics from across the community. Callers are always welcome, and I'm happy to do on-air readings on every show. Sign up for news and updates at bellydancingmedium.com, and please remember to like my program before the show's over. Now sit down, pour a cup of tea, and join me for a fabulous and fun gathering.
Good evening and welcome everyone to my program this evening. It is so awesome to be with you after getting back from my trip to see the eclipse, and I am just absolutely thrilled to welcome back my friend Dr. Barry Friedman. Good evening, Barry. How are you tonight?
I'm fine. How are you doing, Angel?
I'm doing awesome. I feel like Oprah. Hey, everybody get the car. Like, so excited to have
well,
you
thanks.
Everybody's go ahead.
Thank you for having me again.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. And I know there's probably a lot of people on tonight wanting to come on and listen to readings and such. But I thought it would be really great to get you back here now while the iron is hot, so to speak. And for those of you who haven't been following Spirit Talk Radio, we had Barry on last year, some months before the election, well before the tides turned, when it looked like really all the world was predicting that Hillary was going to win. And you, one of the few people that laid out, regretfully, because it wasn't like you were very excited about it, that
it looked like
Donald Trump had the upper hand, and laid out various reasons in his chart why it would be him. And so we had you back on after the election, and you got a chance to speak to it. And in that show, which we rebroadcasted recently, you spoke about how it looked like he was going to run into some turmoil in his administration, and it didn't look like he was going to get through his term. All kinds of interesting thing all around the eclipse. Months ago, and then yet here we are. So I had to bring you back.
Well, thank you.
So, how are you? What is it like to watch something like this when you've spoken about it? I mean, not all of us get the opportunity. You know, we're practitioners. We read people and we make notes and we meditate and do our thing. And we even for entertainment purposes, for our own personal needs, we look at stuff like this. But we don't get an opportunity to get interviewed and get on record. Actually, say
right.
Something like this. How does that feel?
Well, it's exciting. It makes me a little nervous, but it's very exciting to be able to, you know, see something of the energy patterns that are unfolding for an individual or for a nation, and to be able to talk about it and have some accuracy with what is going on and what will go on. It's quite exciting.
I bet. And for those of you who are holding, I will. Don't worry. We'll let Barry give you some readings here in a little while. I just want to. I'm dying to talk a little bit about this, because I actually gave a sitting reading years and years ago when I used to have a little shop, and I sat down with a group of about 15 people. Early into the campaign, when Barack Obama was new to the scene, and I called that he was going to win the election through my channeling. That was so long ago, and Twitterverse and all this stuff was not what was out there.
Right.
So I only have the memories and the people who were there that say they said it. So it's cool to have done it. I imagine it feels really different to have this radio link that you can click to to show that you've had it. That must be really very inspirational for you to have that. It's really cool for me to be able to point people to it, to have interviewed you, but you're the one who spoke the words.
Well, thank you. In all truth, there were a few other astrologers who also were seeing this. I think Western and I know of one other Vedic astrologer, but you know, to have the opportunity to talk about it on the radio is quite an experience, quite an adventure. So I very much enjoy it, and thank you.
Cool. So before we start talking about what's happening now, in terms of just astrology and the Hindu practice of astrology, what
mm-hmm.
was it that you saw that really kind of told the story for you when you were reading the chart and saying, you know, I know this is not what you want to hear, because you even spoke it like you
mm-hmm.
were like a therapist. Like I said, so everybody calm down.
Yes, I know. I wanted to prepare everyone for this.
What was it that was present that made that possibility?
That was clear. Yeah. What happened was that one day before the election, there are periods of planetary influence in Hindu astrology, periods and sub-periods. The day before coming to the end of an 18-year period, one day before the election, that in and of itself was great for him, because the planet in question, which is actually Rahu in the Hindu system, it's not a planet but a point. Rahu, he was just finishing the 18-year period the day before. His Rahu is exalted, and it's with his first lord, the sun. And though they're enemies, and they're, you know, together in his 10th house of work, it gave him tremendous success. Although Rahu is a demon, you know, there's a Rahu in each of our charts. In his case, it's in the 10th house of work and government, and it's with the first lord. So this is a man who had, you know, tremendous energy to succeed, and he would do it any way he had to do it. That's Rahu. One day before
wow.
the election, his 18-year Rahu period ended, and then the next dasha lord began, and that was Jupiter. And Jupiter is very much a very favorable planet in his chart. It's in his second house with amazing strength, though it's not happy in Virgo, but it has tremendous strength there, and it aspects his sun and Rahu in the 10th house by a principle called drishti, or glancing. And it's a very strong glance to both of those planets. Jupiter expands everything. It brings tremendous good fortune. And in his chart, in the second of wealth, which obviously he's had for a long time, aspecting the 10th and coming one day before the election, that's what told me he was going to be elected president. I had looked at Hillary's chart, and though it was okay for politics in this period, it was nothing like Donald's chart.
Wow. So it was like it was the perfect storm and the perfect timing for him to jump into the race, so to speak, in where he was. Wow.
Exactly so. So, you know, in one sense, we're in the hands of a Rahu. You know, the dragon's head, that's Rahu. And that's literally what Rahu is, the dragon's head. And we're in its jaws.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
It's very different from
I like to be poetic
Pisces
about
rising.
These things.
Like Pisces is rising in your tenth. That's the whole different. You put it that way, that's intense. So what was it? So now here we are in the world of Donald Trump as president, good, bad, or indifferent. It is
mm-hmm.
what it is. It is not unusual to be a citizen of America and be in a position where you either love the president or you don't love the president. It just kind of is the state of being in a democracy. People vote and you have the president. When you saw what was chart was going to look like, and you look, God, this was 4 or 5 months ago, if not longer. When you looked at this chart and you looked towards where we are now, you spoke about turmoil, you spoke about conflict, you spoke about things being done and said that were crazy, and just how the eclipse was running across the U.S. and it was going to hit his like his home state or something like that in a certain way, and that it was almost going to be like the beginning of the end is really the feeling I got. So that's what I'd like to hear about. What did you see, and how how is that playing out right now?
So what I saw actually first and foremost, because I wasn't initially tracking when the, you know, when the next eclipse would be, I'm not particularly focused on that sort of thing. I'm much more focused on reading natal charts, although if I see the possibility of an eclipse, I check it out before I give the reading. But what first I saw was that from the 25th of this month, so 5 days ago, until about September 6th or 7th, that what was going to happen was Rahu, which
there's that guy
goes
again,
back
Rahu.
Rahu, but this is transiting Rahu, not his natal Rahu, but transiting Rahu, which has been crossing through his first house of Leo since the end of January of 2016, when he started to really become ambitious about this. Just when Rahu was transiting Rahu was entering his first house. And it's not particularly happy in Leo. It gets very irritated in Leo.
Wow.
And his Mars is there, which gets strength in Leo. So what happened is that the avariciousness, the power hungriness of Rahu and its enemy Mars, in this case he had to battle his way to the nomination throughout the entirety of 2016 until, of course, he was nominated. So the first half of 2016, Rahu and Mars were very much activating his ambition. Rahu wants what it wants when it wants it. And so in the first house with Mars, it brought this forward, his drive to become the president, and he succeeded, obviously. So, but then Rahu is still in Leo. It goes backwards. It's right near the beginning of Leo. And it will go out of Leo and into Cancer on the 6th or 7th of September. However, from the 25th of this month, let me just double-check that to make sure, but I believe that's correct. Here we are. 2 days. Let's go back 2 days. Right. From the 26th or 7th of this month, so just a few days ago, Mars came out of Cancer and into Leo, and crashed right into Rahu, who is approaching it going backwards, and it's in his first house. It's in his first house, and that conflict that arose from that made me think that this particular period before Rahu leaves Leo and goes into Cancer, these 2 weeks especially, would represent a tremendous difficulty for him. And when I then became aware of the eclipse, I saw that the eclipse was happening right on his Mars and on Rahu, the transiting natal Mars, and transiting Rahu and transiting Mars, all of it And I thought, this has got to be somewhat cataclysmic for him. And it turns out that the eclipse occurred right next to the star Regulus. Regulus means royalty, or the head of state, the king. So all of that together, I thought, oh, this is surely going to be his downfall. And indeed, you know, I mean, not that this is particularly new since he became president. You know, there have been embarrassing falls and all the deceitful behavior and deceitful language. I can't say more than that. It's just like, you know, all of the outrageousness of his behavior. I thought that this would come to a head now. So there's still this period that I'm thinking about this. The eclipse is, in many traditions, an evil omen. In Tibetan Buddhism, actually, it is said to multiply karma of each individual 100 million times on that day. So if you perform good action, it will greatly benefit you in terms of merit. If you perform bad action, then it creates terrible karmic consequences. But because it is in his first house, on top of the transiting Mars, on top of his Mars, on top of Rahu, I thought that this could be the end or the beginning of the end. And it well could be. I'm sort of holding my breath around all of this and trying not to get my expectations up.
No judgment. Really interesting. So,
but there's one other thing I want to say. Sorry to interrupt you.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
The chart, if you want to know how a country is going to do, in any country, look at the chart of its leader. So if we look at Trump's chart as the chart of our, you know, immediate destiny and further destiny, as long as he's in charge, you know, the collapse of the president, as much of a boon as it would probably be, will nevertheless create a certain, you know, trauma, shock, and conflict in the country itself. Trump would not go down without a very nasty fight, and parts of the country will also not go down without a nasty fight. You can see how the connection is there between the chart of the leader and what happens in the country.
Wow. So as you look at the health of the country, of any country, you look at its leader, because, and that makes
yes.
sense. Because we are, it's like a company, right? We are who our leader is, and as the leader shifts the company, the country, and the company, you know, and the family, it's that can be said across the board, right?
Yes, it can. Yes, it can. You know, when they're talking about business, or for example, the destiny of the U.S. I've not particularly looked at that myself, but, you know, one could look at the moment that the Declaration of Independence was signed, for example,
mm-hmm.
or the Constitution written. Those are not things that I have really looked into myself, but the principle applies.
Wow, really super, super, super cool. So, wow, so we're looking at where we are now, and then the whole planet is in turmoil. As I was preparing for the show, I'm looking at the news. I got the hurricane in Texas. I got North Korea flying bombs across, all kinds of fun stuff going on. Go ahead.
Yes.
You were going to say another thing?
The hurricane. Okay. The hurricane occurred, first off, I do very much think that from the point of view of, first off, the eclipse went across the United States over not entirely, of course, but a large swath of the dark zone of the eclipse as it crossed the U.S. are in areas that, you know, are rather conservative and support Trump. The other thing is that the hurricane in Texas, the eclipse itself occurred in Leo. The directionality of Leo is the south. So, you know, and we're talking about Rahu, this dragon flying through the air, you know, crossing along the southern border. That, you know, Leo is the south.
Mm. Wow. So I'm a Leo, and I get everything you're saying.
Does that mean that your sun is in Leo, or is that what you mean in the Western chart?
In the Western chart, yeah. And so I hear that, and it's really interesting because I find that I hear a lot about how when these types of things happen, that
mm-hmm.
we can either A, take it, become powerful, or B, it kind of stops us and gets in our way. And what I'm hearing about what you're saying is that it's all about what's his name? Rahu? Rahu comes
Rahu.
In. Yeah, Rahu comes yeah. in, and depending upon where you are in your process, you can either ride the dragon to victory or ride the dragon to destruction. It's where are you in your process? It's kind of what I'm hearing. Is that true?
You're absolutely you're very right, Angel. All of the malefics and sometimes benefics can cause some difficulty. You know, we're really in control of so little outside of us. We like to imagine that we are, but anything can happen at any moment to disrupt the way we think things should be. So we're not
wow.
really in much control of the outer world, but where we have power is in how we respond to what goes on outside of us. And so in difficulty, when Rahu strikes or Mars or Saturn strikes, how we respond, that's where free will comes in. Although a lot of astrologers, particularly Indian astrologers, don't believe in free will, but I do for various reasons, very much so. So, yeah, how we respond is up to us. At least we have that power to the extent that our consciousness is relatively free, relatively open, not stuck in unprocessed emotional crap.
Putting it right in a context that I could understand. I'm going to let you talk to a couple of people before I monopolize the whole hour because I could sit here with you all night. So I'm going to take a caller because you have some people who are just tantalized and listening away. So
okay.
You're on the air with Dr. Friedman. Who are we speaking to? Hello? Person maybe just be listening. Are you there?
Hello?
There you are.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for holding.
Hey. Yes, thank you for taking my call. Good evening.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I did have a question.
Do you have a question? Okay, great. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I just wanted to look up and see kind of like where I'm headed financially,
okay.
I guess. Yeah.
Okay. Why don't you give me your birth date first, please?
It's October 27, 1976.
October 27, 1976. By the way, people born on the 27th of a month tend to be pretty strong individuals. Just wanted to tell you that. So, October 27th of 76. What time were you born?
12:43 a.m.
12:43 a.m. Okay, and where were
Correct.
You born?
Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay. All right.
I guess for the question I have, that well, when you do look at the birth chart, because, you know, sometimes people live, you know, I mean, move throughout, you know, their lifetime, so they don't just, you know, stay, you know, where
in one place.
Well, then some
I
people
understand.
Do. Yeah, some people do. Now and then again, some people do. So, but I guess when you want to look at a current chart, you know, do you look at the current location that they're in or where they were born? I mean,
I look at it from where they were born.
That
never loses its importance. Never. You do a relocation chart. It definitely has some impact, but many of the readings I give are their in-depth analysis of the natal chart, a person's karmic trajectory, their strengths and weaknesses, what they need to develop, core foundational astrological yogas of their chart. And then in terms of present and future astrological conditions, I usually just use the birth chart. Usually it's quite accurate. But looking at, you know, once I thought I was going to move to Hawaii because the meridian of one of my planets really would, I'd be very successful there. But I don't want to live on an island just yet.
Ooh.
So looking at your chart, what's your first name?
It's Dee Dee.
Dee Dee. Looking at your chart, Dee Dee, in terms of, you were born 12:43 a.m., in terms of your finances, gosh, this last 18 months appear not to have been very easy for you. And what will happen, I believe, is that after September 7th, Rahu will leave your second house, which will be a real relief to you. And Jupiter, 1 week later, on September 13th, will be going into your fourth house and 11th from the moon. When Jupiter comes to Libra, it looks to me like there's going to be money coming to you. It will, on a larger scale of things, it'll come sometime between the middle of September of this year and the middle of October of 2018. But trying to be a little more specific, yes. Let's see here. Mars, Jupiter. Oh. It looks to me as though some money is going to come to you. I'm trying to discern whether it's money that you would earn or whether it's coming from in some other way. And it appears to me as though it will not necessarily be through earning it. And I don't know what that means exactly, but you know, what it could mean for you, but Jupiter being 11th from your moon, it tends to bring money that can be saved or invested somehow. And this is your fourth house. I'm wondering are you considering in the next year a change in your home situation, moving, or a change in your home life?
I would say yes.
Yes.
I would say yes, due to the money.
I'm sorry, say that last part?
I would say yes, due to the money. Yes, yes.
Due to money. Well, whatever the change is going to be, even though it may not look very, you know, exciting or happy, Jupiter in the fourth will actually, it will benefit you in some way, Dee Dee. It should benefit you. Jupiter is in the fourth. It's in an angle from your ascendant, and it Jupiter there is fairly strong by a certain kind of gauging of it in the Hindu system. And I think it will serve you very well. If you have to move because there's a lack of money, the move itself will nevertheless not be bad. And it really does appear to me as if somehow money is coming in, though. Is it possible, for example, are you in an apartment or a house?
I actually rent a home right now.
You rent a home. Okay.
Yes.
Well.
And and what you're looking at is possibly them paying out on a loss settlement that I have been dealing with for quite some time.
Ah, I very much suspect you're going to get that.
Yes, I've been waiting quite some time.
I believe you. But given the transit of Jupiter, it wouldn't have been able to happen until after September 13th. You'll see in the following 13 months, you'll get the payout.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I totally believe that would be.
May it be so, Didi. May it be
yes,
so.
Yes, yes, so, yes. So that's why I said yes, due to the money, if it's right, and it took me in a position to buy a home for my family, then yes, that's what I'm going to do, surrounding my home.
Well, I very much believe in the power of prayer, so
yes.
It looks really good to me, and just offer this up to God. This hope and this prayer, offer it to God.
Yes, yes.
Good.
Beautiful.
I hope it happens for you, Dee.
I do too. Oh, goodness, that's powerful stuff. I really, really like that.
Yes.
So are you going to go and set your offerings and your prayers? Because it sounds like you've got an opportunity here to open something up to bring your wishes straight to you. That's amazing. Yay, I'm excited for you.
Wonderful. I am too. Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you very much. Blessings
you.
To you both. Thank you.
Blessings to you, Didi.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Really, really interesting. You saw very clear something was coming, but you also said you believe in the power of prayer, and that is definitely something that
absolutely.
A lot of people forget.
The only energy that is stronger than astrological energy is the divine, and prayer taps right into that.
You gave me goose pimples all over the place with that one, because that's, that all, no matter what you do, it all comes down to that. So,
yes.
So when you look at the charts, and you talked about the charts of a nation, you talked about the charts of individuals, can you talk about the planet, in what the Earth is going through right now with everything we've got? Does the planet have a chart?
That's a great question. I'm sure there's a dimension of astrology that deals with that. I'm very specialized in a certain way. I'm thinking that when they talk about the age of Aquarius and that sort of thing, and the basically the precession of the equinox, those are things that sort of outline in an overview what is happening to our world. I tend to look at what's happening in our world. One can look at it looking at the outer planets, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, where they are in the chart. In the sky, what constellations they're in. And in fact, why don't I just bring one up right now and just here. So, that's not the one I want. I want this one. Here, let's look at that. Oh, all right. So right now, Pluto is in Sagittarius. Pluto represents profound transformation, death, and rebirth, and the transcendence of the ego. Sagittarius is the natural spiritual constellation of the zodiac. So what's happening, and Pluto is mass consciousness. What is happening on a mass level is a transformation in consciousness. Now, it's a trial by fire. Sagittarius is a fire sign. And fire is the natural spiritual element of the zodiac. Of the four elements. So they're all spiritual, but fire particularly. So Pluto there is transforming consciousness. I mean, the global, on the positive side, the global sense of wanting to, evolve, help others, take care of the earth, has never been so widespread as it is now. And masses of people, trying to improve life. But of course, there's the other side of this as well. In Hindu and Buddhist tradition, we are in the last of four ages called yugas. We're in the Kali Yuga. It started several thousand years ago. And according to Hindu and Buddhist tradition now, and certain mystical Judaism, and of course evangelical Christianity, this period is, we're coming to the end of the Kali Yuga. It's the most degenerate of all of the four ages, and they repeat in cycles ad infinitum. So we're coming to the end of the Kali Yuga, after which there is what's called a pralaya, a dissolution. So it doesn't have to be this magical thing. Look at our earth. There, we are destroying it. And in our ignorance and arrogance. So this is where we're engendering the pralaya, the dissolution of what we've known. We hit the pinnacle of Western civilization in our lifetimes, and now we're watching its dissolution because of ignorance and arrogance. So, yet our consciousness is becoming very much more transformed for some of us. Neptune has been in Aquarius for some time. Pluto takes 20 years through a sign. Neptune, 14. Neptune in Aquarius. Aquarius is a sign of individuation and of New Age interests. And Neptune brings with it fantasy, dream, always wanting to go beyond, wanting more of whatever is involved. In Aquarius, it's really wanting to claim more and more of one's own individuation process. And Uranus takes, how long is Uranus here? It takes 7 years. 7 years to go through a sign. And Neptune is 14, Uranus is 7. It's been in Aries for some time. Aries is the planet of initiative, of will, is the sign of initiative, will, force. Uranus is itself, Aquarius is the sign of individuation. Uranus is the planet of individuation, and sudden things happening. Well, you can see so many things are happening. Just things are popping up all over the place now. It's like the pot's boiling.
Yes.
It's no longer simmering. It's boiling.
Boiling.
Bubbles are popping up all over the place. This is Uranus creating more and more sudden issues. So
wow.
We can look at it that way. We can look at it that way, and we can prepare ourselves. It's very painful. I'm 63. And it's very painful for someone my age or older, or younger for that matter, of course, to be watching to be approaching the end of my life, though I probably have another 20 to 30 years to go, but watching the dissolution of things, what will happen to our children and our grandchildren, it's so painful.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's hard to watch, and it is definitely hard to watch. And watching this evolution or de-evolution, however you want to look at it,
yep,
and
yep.
the way you want to interpret it, it's definitely hard to watch. I'm gonna let you take another call here as I look at the
okay.
as I look at the clock. So I'm gonna go ahead and,
okay.
and tap our next caller that's on hold. Thank you for holding. You're on the air with Dr. Friedman. Who are we speaking to?
My name is Nicole, and thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Hi, Nicole.
Hello. Hi, Dr. Freeman.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So
That's
how can
good.
I how can I help you, Nicole?
Yeah, I'm also a Leo too, and I have an issue with a Capricorn right now, and she's dating my husband. And she's really nasty towards me. I was wondering if you see them staying together, and if not, how long are they, you know?
What I can do, since I don't know their birth charts or anything of that sort.
I do.
I can look at.
I know their birthdays.
Well, probably I won't be able to do more than one chart. So perhaps it's your chart that I should look at.
Okay. All right.
You know, rather than theirs.
Okay.
Especially, because they probably wouldn't be happy for,
okay.
for some strange
Well, anyway, I mean,
what's your birthday?
Okay.
What's your birthday?
My birthday is July 23rd, 1984.
What time were you born, Nicole?
3:30 p.m.
So 1530. And where were you born?
Essex, Baltimore, Maryland.
Essex, Baltimore. Oh, so you were born in Baltimore. Okay.
Well, the town's called Essex, but it's still in Baltimore. It's like outside of Baltimore.
Okay. Essex in
Maryland.
Okay.
Yeah.
There it is. There it is. Okay. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so July 23rd of 1984, 3:30 p.m.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So you're wondering about whether your husband will continue to date this other woman, or whether he
yeah.
will stop and come back to you. Is that the question?
Yeah, I miss my husband and I want him back. Yeah.
What I can share with you, let's see, your moon is in good dignity, but it's with Rahu, but that's exalted. You have an exalted Rahu and a Multricone moon in the seventh house of partnership.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be entering Rahu moon period on February 1st of next year. So
okay.
from February 1st of 2018, Nicole, until August 3rd of 2019. So we're talking about a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
In that period of time, this will definitely be resolved one way or the other. And from the look of this, Jupiter will come to your first house. I get the feeling that even though there's going to be a lot of turmoil around this, and I obviously hear how you know distressed you are and sad, I'm thinking between that period, particularly actually between the middle of October of 2018 and and August of 2019, particularly in that period, this will be resolved in your favor, which means I suspect that he'll come back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's my hunch, looking at your chart. In that period of time, it does look very good. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
I have another quick question. Okay, so I'm waiting for that time. Is anybody else going to come in? As far as what do you see for my relationships? Because that's kind of like way off.
You're asking if someone will come in for you?
Yeah, around this year, while I'm waiting. You know.
I don't think so, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. Now, in the period where I said to you that it looks like this will be resolved in your favor, it's very possible that someone else could come in that might be better for you. But that period that I mentioned to you is a very good period for favorable relationship process.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it could be that it could be your husband coming back. That's possible.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not, I wouldn't be surprised if that's when someone came in.
Right.
Someone else.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well.
I don't really get that this would happen before, to be honest with you. Now,
so
that doesn't mean
you
it
say
couldn't
about,
happen. It
yeah.
doesn't mean that it couldn't happen. It's just that I'm not seeing it.
Right, right. So you said, let's see, I'm going to say this again, like 2019?
I think this could happen from February of next year, February of 2018, but the energy for it becomes stronger from the middle of October of 2018 until August of 2019. Then it's really strong.
Okay. So basically we're going to start off friends and then it's going to grow from there, me and my husband again. Like we're starting all over dating.
Your husband or someone else who would be better for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
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 Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope that helps
you
out. Good luck to you and take care. God bless you.
All right. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Take care now. God bless you.
So I have a question for you, Dr. Friedman. So I'm going to play a game of if I were, so, and I'm contemplating being a client or yours, or maybe I've come to your office to speak to you, and I am Donald Trump. What would you tell me right now? You know?
Believe me, I've had that fantasy. Believe me, I can tell you exactly what I would say
to
this guy.
Tell the listeners, let's hear it. If
Donald Trump, I mean, he'd never want to work with me because all of this is recorded. And but
you know, you're fake news. So
right, I'm fake news, and on the side, he'll consult with me.
As long as you're recording, that is awesome.
But anyway. If he came to, if I was contacted by Donald Trump and he wanted me to help him with astrology, not psychotherapy, I presume, I'm a therapist also, but if he wanted me to help him with astrology, I would say, you know, I'm willing to work with you with your chart, but only under the condition that I get to say whatever I want to say and need to say to you. And I'm going to, you know, as horrible as I think he behaves and acts and who he is, I would basically try to elevate his mindset, his consciousness, as much as I could. That's why, you know, that's the work I do, and I would very much, you know, try to instill some deeper sense of conscience and help him to get, you know, stable and not so subject to the whims of the moment and what other people are reflecting back to him. He has no center, no solid sense of center, no ground in himself. Everything is a reaction. And driven by the desire for power, money, and fame. there's not much else. But if you wanted to work with me, I would go at it. I would go at it, you know, as best I could until he got rid of me.
You would try to get yourself offshored. But there has to be, you know, in terms of astrology, so I'm not an astrologer. I have dabbled like many of us have, and as we're trying to figure out who and what we are in our spiritual journey many, many years ago. So I kind of have what I call the shopping mall consciousness of what you get when you read the charts and you do this, you do that, that they have at the shopping center. But, you know, even if I'm on the wrong path, even if I'm just in chaos, is there any hope? If there was some way to kind of like look at what's happening, where would you focus him to get things under control? Or is this just, this is what it looks like, and we just have to ride Rahu to the ground until we crash and burn?
What I would, in terms of trying to influence the way he acts and communicates, I think through things. I use both my psychological understanding of things, a very practical approach, and also an approach that is most honoring of truth. And put it all together, and you can have a very effective intervention that will appeal to someone like Trump on a purely practical level, but he'll also be able to understand the higher value or virtue of it. It may not be the most important thing to him, but I think he's trainable. perhaps educable.
Oh my goodness, that is awesome. Super, super awesome. Let's see, I've got a couple more callers, so let me let you see.
Okay.
I like that. I'm going to write that one down. Thank you. Thank you for holding. You are on the air with Dr. Friedman. Who are we speaking to today? Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, is that me?
This is you, and this is me. Hey. I'm Barry.
All right.
Hey.
Well, there was no signal on the phone, so I didn't know if I was live or not. So,
right, right.
All right. Well, thank you for taking me. Mm-hmm. I'm intrigued by Vedic astrology. I keep hearing that it's so much more accurate than Western astrology, and I'm kind of self-taught from back in the 70s from books in Western astrology, but, you know. And a lot of intuition. I think I was an astrologer in another lifetime, so a lot of it just kind of just informs itself when I'm just looking at a chart. But
yes.
I don't like to do the math.
yes.
But
right, it's a fascinating system, just fascinating, endlessly deep and vast.
Uh huh. Yeah. If I could ask. Look at my chart and tell me a little bit of what's going on, maybe financially and health wise for me, because I'm going through challenges.
Sure.
My birthday.
Yes.
Yeah, it's 12/24/52, and I was born 5:04 a.m. in New York City.
Okay, 5:04 a.m. New York. Hold on. New York. Okay. So there you are. And so we have December 24th of 52, 5:04 a.m. in New York. Okay. Let's see. You are in Mars-Venus period. You're Mars. Yeah. You've been going through some real difficulty here, I can see. Last year wasn't easy either.
No, it's been 2 years.
Yeah, yeah. Since, you know, a year and a half ago, you know, particularly things starting with Mars and Saturn transiting across your first house and being ninth from the moon, very difficult on many different levels. Now, that has passed, but Saturn retrograded back into your first house on June 20th, and will be there until October 24th of this year. I believe that your health, have you been trying to discern what you've been dealing with? Does this have something to do with either digestion or the reproductive organs, or has it had something to do with your nervous system?
It's more been I have arthritis, osteoarthritis in both knees and strength. And not being able to stand.
Saturn rules the bones and deals with arthritis. And did this start up really bad, you know, about a year and a half or 2 years ago?
Yeah, I had knee surgery.
Yeah.
It'll be 2 years, the end of September. I had knee replacement. So it had been over a six-year period that the knees were deteriorating, but at that point, it was like so painful that I had to do something. But I thought
right.
I'd be up and running in 3 months and then do the other knee and, you know, be on my way.
Right.
And now there's no way I want to do the other knee because I'm still not all together after the first one. So
I'm sorry to hear that. I mean, the cause of this was Mars and Saturn transiting through your first house. Because that was going on for most of from the beginning of 2016, more or less. I had a knee replacement in December, and it's very important. I don't know what kind of if the surgeon did a decent job, then I hope you've gotten sufficient physiotherapy. Did you?
I did until the insurance kind of ran out on it. So
I see.
Yeah.
I see. Well, there are stretches and such that, did you learn the stretches to do for this?
I did learn some, and I'm going to be getting back to a pool, which will be much easier for me to do things.
Good.
Yeah.
It's very important to strengthen your legs with certain
mm-hmm.
exercises and stretching. That will give you greater range of motion and give you more stability, both the strengthening of the legs above and below the knee and also stretching the various muscles, maybe getting some deep tissue massage, or if you can buy a hard foam roller, you roll your muscles along on the floor. It's painful, but it does a tremendous job of bringing the leg back online. So don't give up hope with that. After October 24th, things should start to feel a bit better once Saturn is finished with your first house. And rather than in the ninth from the moon, which is not good for Saturn to be in, especially in Scorpio, will be in the 10th house from the moon, and it will be a bit stronger. And being 10th from the moon, you should start to feel more of your endurance, your strength, your stamina slowly. Saturn is very slow acting, but slowly building up through the beginning of January of 2020. So
okay.
you will after October 24th, you should see gradual good improvement.
So I don't mean to interrupt. This sounds like a really great information, but we're running out of time. Our show, our time together is almost over. I want to encourage everyone to come to the website, New Age Guild, where I have Dr. Friedman's information up and listed. Thank you so much for coming on. I can't wait to bring you back to see how things unfold, and who knows, we might get 45 on the show one day. So that you can actually.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Angel.
Thank
you. It was a pleasure as always.
As always, you take care, and we'll talk to you soon. Good night, everybody, and thank you for tuning in.
And good night to you all. Thank you very much.
Good night.
You're very welcome.
Okay. Goodbye. Good night.
Bye.